Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Sunil Verma with the world news. The headlines. Delegations from several countries praise conduct of assembly elections in Tamil Nadu. US imposes sanctions on China-based oil refinery, shipping companies and tankers involved in transporting Iranian oil. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi reaches Islamabad, reviving hopes for second round of talks with US to end war in West Asia. Six people killed in Israeli airstrikes in southern part of Lebanon. And in women's cricket, fourth T20 international between India and South Africa to be played in Johannesburg tonight. Delegations from several countries, including Bhutan, Egypt, Mauritius and Moldova, visited polling stations in Tamil Nadu and praised the conduct of the assembly polls. High Commissioner of Mauritius, Sheila Bai Bapu, said, India is demonstrating to the world the practices, procedures and experience of conducting elections, exemplifying democracy by taking the vote closer to every voter.
There is a big housing state where so many people are living, and they can cast their vote at the very place where they are, because the Electoral Commission and all the experts have put up everything ready where he comes or she comes and casts his vote without having to go elsewhere.
A delegate from Indonesia, Nimade Mahatma Devi, described the International Election Visitors Program as a great opportunity to understand the Indian electoral system.
This IFEP 2026, it is a great program because like it's a great chance for us, the foreigner, to understand well about how the election in India it's happened. It has several things similar with our country, but it also has differences, which is we can also learn about that.
Assembly polls in Tamil Nadu were held on Thursday in a single phase. The polling process passed off without any incident. Tamil Nadu registered a robust voter turnout of over 85.15%, reflecting strong public participation. Voter awareness campaigns by the Election Commission and the participation of over 14 lakh first-time voters helped register a record polling turnout in the state. This was also the first election held after the special intensive revision of electoral rolls in the state. The commission expressed gratitude to voters across the state and thanked polling officials, security personnel and volunteers for ensuring a smooth, free and fair process. In the United States, the Trump administration has imposed economic sanctions on a major China-based oil refinery and around 40 shipping companies and tankers involved in transporting Iranian oil. The move, announced yesterday, follows a broader warning that secondary sanctions would target entities doing business with Iran. Among the entities targeted is Hengli Petrochemicals Refinery in Dalian, one of China's largest independent facilities with a capacity of about 4 lakh barrels per day. The US Treasury said the refinery has been receiving Iranian crude since 2023 and generated hundreds of millions of dollars for Iran's military. The measures are part of a wider US effort to curb Iran's oil exports, a key source of revenue for the country. The sanctions come just weeks before a planned meeting between President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping in China. Meanwhile, the US continues to maintain a physical blockade on the Strait of Hormuz, a critical route for global energy supplies. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi arrived at Islamabad in Pakistan late last night with a senior delegation, signalling renewed diplomatic efforts to revive stalled negotiations between Tehran and Washington to end the war in West Asia. More from our correspondent.
The Iranian delegation includes spokesperson for Iran's foreign ministry, Ismail Bakai. Mr. Bakai, in a social media post, clarified that no meeting is planned between Iran and the United States, adding that Tehran's views and concerns would instead be conveyed to Washington through Pakistan. The United States is also preparing diplomatic outreach, with U.S. Special Envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner expected to arrive in Islamabad for discussions. Talking to reporters, White House Press Secretary Carolyn Kathleen Leavitt confirmed the development, stating that talks would be conducted directly. She added that Vice President J.D. Vance would remain engaged from Washington, coordinating with Secretary of State Marco Rubio and the National Security Team.
The President has decided to dispatch Special Envoy Witkoff and Jared Kushner back to Islamabad. The Iranians want to talk. They want to talk in person. We hope progress will be made, and we hope that positive developments will come from this meeting, and we will see. And the President, the Vice President, the Secretary of State will be waiting here in the United States for updates, and the Vice President, I understand, is on standby and will be willing to dispatch to Pakistan if we feel it's a necessary use of his time.
U.S. President Donald Trump said yesterday that Iran is preparing to make an offer aimed at meeting U.S. demands as peace talks are expected to resume in Pakistan. He reiterated that any potential agreement must include Iran giving up its enriched uranium and ensuring free movement of oil shipments through the Strait of Hormuz. President Trump also raised concerns over Iran's leadership, with U.S. officials suggesting internal divisions within Tehran's power structure. The U.S. president further stated that the American military will continue its blockade of Iranian ports until a deal is reached. The U.S. delegation is expected to pick up from the 11th of April talks, which were led by Vice President J.D. Vance, but failed to get a clear commitment from Iran on its nuclear fuel enrichment program. Ahead to his departure from Tehran, Iranian Foreign Minister Araghchi said he was traveling to Pakistan, Oman and Russia to closely coordinate with them on bilateral matters and consult on regional development. Mr. Araghchi said he will hold bilateral consultations and discuss current developments in the region as well as the latest situation in the U.S.-Iran war. This is Ashish Abraham for Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In Lebanon, 6 people were killed and 2 others injured in Israeli airstrikes in the southern part of the country. Israeli forces and Iran-backed armed group Hezbollah fighters continued exchanging attacks yesterday, a day after a 3-week extension of the ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon was announced. The Israel Defense Forces said it struck Hezbollah rocket launchers in Yatar and Kafra, calling them a threat to its troops and civilians. Hezbollah said it targeted an Israeli armored personnel carrier in Ramia, describing it as retaliation for Israel's destruction of homes, which it termed a ceasefire violation. Earlier, U.S. President Donald Trump said Israel and Lebanon had agreed to extend the ceasefire by 3 weeks after talks with senior officials. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said efforts towards a historic peace are underway, but accused armed group Hezbollah of trying to sabotage the situation. In women's cricket, India will take on host South Africa in the 4th T20 International of the 5-match series at Wanderers Stadium in Johannesburg tonight. The match will begin at 9:30 p.m. The series has been completely dominated by the hosts so far, with South Africa taking an unassailable 3-0 lead. For India, the focus will be on regaining confidence and securing victories in the remaining matches. A win in this match would not only prevent a whitewash, but also serve as a morale booster for the women in blue. In IPL cricket, defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Gujarat Titans by 5 wickets at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru last night. Chasing a target of 206 runs, Royal Challengers Bengaluru overhauled the total in 18.5 overs. Earlier, put into bat, Gujarat Titans posted 205 runs for the loss of 3 wickets, with opener Sai Sudarshan returning to form with a century. Virat Kohli was declared player of the match. Today, hosts Delhi Capitals will take on Punjab Kings at the Arun Jaitley Stadium. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In another match, hosts Rajasthan Royals will face Sunrisers Hyderabad at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Delegations from several countries praise conduct of assembly elections in Tamil Nadu. US imposes sanctions on China-based oil refinery, shipping companies and tankers involved in transporting Iranian oil. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi reaches Islamabad, reviving hopes for second round of talks with US to end war in West Asia. 6 people killed in Israeli airstrikes in southern part of Lebanon. And in women's cricket, 4th T20 International between India and South Africa to be played in Johannesburg tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.